This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's Air Force said Tuesday it destroyed a landing ship in Russia's Black Sea fleet suspected of carrying Iranian-made drones. In a Telegram post, the Ukrainian Air Force identified the ship. Ukraine's Air Force commander shared a video on Telegram showing a massive explosion in Crimea. Ukraine has celebrated Christmas and continues its battles with Russian forces.
In a Christmas message marking the first time this country has officially observed the holiday on December 25th rather than January 7th, President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the shooting down of the Russian jet fighters on Christmas Eve. Some Ukrainian forces, including some in Zaporizhia, paused to mark the new observance of Christmas. In Moscow, Russia's defense minister said its forces made an advance by taking control of a deserted town west of Donetsk, the largest city in Russian-controlled territory. I'm Norman Hall.
Iranian state media will now say that an Israeli airstrike in a Damascus neighborhood has killed a high-ranking Iranian general. Saeed Razi Mousavi was a longtime advisor of the Iranian paramilitary guard. His killing on Monday comes as clashes along the Lebanon-Israel border between Hezbollah and Israel continue to intensify, with fears of the Israel-Hamas war sparking a regional spillover with Iran-backed groups. Israeli strikes killed two other generals earlier this month in Syria. Iran's official news agency described Mousavi as a close companion of another general who was slain in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq in January of 2020. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier used his Christmas Day address to express hope that the conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East would end soon.
The German president addressed the nation on Christmas Day, reflecting on what is on the minds of many around the world.
Der russische Angriffskrieg gegen die Ukraine geht nun schon in den zweiten.
Steinmeier said, "We all long for a more peaceful world. I have it too, and I think we must never give up on it." In regard to the war in the Middle East, he spoke of the atrocities committed by Hamas, saying this year has also left the world with many unanswered questions. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Thousands of Latin American migrants spent this Christmas holiday trudging on foot with hopes of reaching the U.S.-Mexico border for entry into the United States.
With cars whizzing by, this caravan of some 6,000 migrants have been walking for miles from near the Guatemala border in the hopes they can reach the U.S.-Mexico border to make their case. In Spanish, Marvin Flores says this is not how his family expected to spend their Christmas away from home.
Primer Navidad que pasamos lejos de casa.
Saying they're trying to make a better life for their children. Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due in Mexico City Wednesday to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been tracked down to the Polar Wolf penal colony north of the Arctic Circle, according to a spokeswoman Monday. This is after supporters lost touch with him for more than 2 weeks.
For now, he is held in what is considered to be one of the toughest prisons in Russia. The Polar Wolf was founded in the 1960s as part of what was once the Gulag system of forced Soviet labor camps. Temperatures are expected to drop to negative 18 degrees Fahrenheit over the next week.
We know for sure that in this new colony, his conditions would be even worse than they were before. But the thing is that this colony is very distant. It is very difficult to access it. And for lawyers, it will be very, very difficult to go there and to see Alexei.
Navalny's lawyer suggested that Russian authorities wanted to isolate him ahead of the March presidential election.
That is Reuters' Emma Jelly reporting. Burundi's government says at least 20 people have been killed following an attack by a rebel group based in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. The government says in a statement that 12 children were among the dead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.